absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hi mates and g'day. 2 months ago, in October, the Queen of England visited Australia. She was followed in November by the President of the United States. And now, in December, I started my summer term as a visiting academic at the University of the Sunshine Coast. So who am I? My name is Laurent Borgmann, and after all these important state visits, which were widely reported about in the media, I would today prefer to concentrate on more mundane, everyday aspects of life in Australia, as experienced by a European. And yet, I hope we will be able to surprise you with some stimulating intercultural findings. Our interviewees today are from France, from Germany, and of course from Australia. In our first category, Absolutely Down Under, I followed an audience request to describe the very banal routines of my daily life in Australia. And I pressed the record button when I got up in the morning, and I will spare you no detail of my ordinary morning routine. Well, I just realized that maybe it's a good idea that audio doesn't give you the full picture, because this is how I can take you on my morning routines. Now, one of the things that people in Queensland talk a lot about is water. Now, for example, for the showers, it's absolutely mandatory, I think, that everybody has a water-saving device. In our second category, Absolutely Businesslike, I take you to the university, where international students from Europe will describe how in their international marketing class they did some work for an Australian business and helped the entrepreneur to get easier access to the European markets. We will also hear what the businessman learned from the students.
There was a lot of issues that were brought up that I had no knowledge of. The big one that actually left-footed me today was the recycling standard for Germany, that the manufacturer and supplier would have to accept back or pay for the disposal of electronic component. That I never expected.
Then we hear from Waldemar and Clément about some of the stereotypes the international students confirmed when they were living together in shared apartments. Clément seems to have noticed a certain lack of flexibility in the Germans.
We are living together in the same house. That's true. It's interesting to see the relation between the different way of life. Sometimes that confirmed the German cliché about the lack of flexibility, or you know what I mean. And I think it's really interesting to see this difference.
In our last category, Absolutely Down Under, I continue my report about an ordinary day in Australia. And I will give you a lift in my car when I go to the university and will attempt to describe how driving along the Sunshine Coast has some surprises for Europeans. For example, I did not expect to see wild snakes in garages or wild kangaroos on the lawn right in the center of the university campus. Kangaroos lived here before they built the university, and I learned that kangaroos are territorial, just like the snake in the garage which I saw on the shelf, and so they stayed here, which means that right in between the buildings, between the library and the cafeteria, for example, you will always see these kangaroos. But now it is time to start with the show. Let us look at an ordinary day in Australia. Some people back in Europe listened to my Absolutely Down Under reports during my last stay in Australia. They had heard about the tropical Christmas by the pool and the National Australia Day and learned a lot about intercultural differences. However, some of them asked me to concentrate more on the normal, regular, everyday life in Queensland. And they are right. We do expect holidays and celebrations to be different in different countries, but how about a regular university day? What a challenge. I had thought this was too boring to record, but maybe not. So I followed myself with a microphone and I recorded my intercultural impressions one morning from getting up at 7 o'clock until I arrived at the University of the Sunshine Coast at 9. You will notice from my comments how much I like this part of the world, except for the first minutes after waking up. I admit I'm not a morning person. In our category, absolutely down under, you catch me waking up with my windows wide open to the tropical forest.
Good morning, everybody. To be honest, this is not my time of the day. Although I managed to survive the very loud bird song earlier at 6 o'clock. What time is it now? Okay, it's 7 o'clock now. I have to get up, I guess. So let's get going. I'll show you what my morning looks like. So let's see what we've got here. Let's open the fridge. Okay, as you're listening, I guess I'd better go very healthy. So there is Greek-style yogurt, which is wonderful in this country, I must say. So let's get those out. And there's loads of fruit. So what have I got? I've got the muesli. I've got my Australian pecan nuts. And so today I'm not going to have coffee, but I go healthy and I take my lemon and ginger flavor tea bags. Oh gosh, that probably means that there's neither lemon nor ginger in it. Okay, anyway, I go very healthy and I try to make this into a nice breakfast.
It's 7 o'clock Eastern Summer Time, 6:30 in Adelaide, 6 o'clock, just checking, in Brisbane, 5:30 in Darwin and 4 a.m. in the West.
Well, I just realized that maybe it's a good idea that audio doesn't give you the full picture, because this is how I can take you on my morning routines. Now, one of the things that people in Queensland talk a lot about is water. Now, for example, for the showers, it's absolutely mandatory, I think, that everybody has a water-saving device. Somehow they forgot to fix that in my apartment. Now, intellectually, I'm all against that, but physically, I love all that water. I'm afraid there's not enough room for all of us here in the shower cabin, so I'm afraid you have to stay out.
In Brisbane, a mostly fine day, a top of 31 right now. It's 27 degrees. In Sydney, a few showers, the chance of thunderstorms, and 27 the expected maximum. At the moment, 25. Perth, a hot, mostly sunny day. It's 18, heading for a top of 33, and also 33 for Darwin, the expected top today. An afternoon storm on the way. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Okay, I'm feeling much better now after my breakfast and after my shower. Now what's next? I should get dressed now. Quick look at the watch. It's 7:55, 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. One thing I need to do first now, and that's to switch on the air conditioning. Yeah, that may seem strange to you, but if I don't do that, all the showering in the morning doesn't help, because by the time I've got my clothes on and I've packed my bag, I would need another shower. So let's get dressed now. Let's have a look at what I should put on. Well, on weekends, this is very easy. You just put on a pair of shorts and what they call thongs in this country. I was very surprised about that when I heard that for the first time, because I thought it was underwear. And I'd written an email message to somebody in the university and asked, well, what kinds of things should I be wearing? And he wrote back to me, oh, don't worry about it. Everybody here runs around in thongs. And I was sort of imagining them in some kind of underwear. But they explained to me that this is actually something like flip-flops, so these very light shoes. But today I'm going to go to the university, and so I'm wearing long trousers, and let's have a look at the shirts. No long sleeves, that's out of the question today. So it's going to be a white shirt, but with short sleeves. And I'm not going to wear thongs, but I'm going to wear proper shoes, because I cannot bring myself to walking into the university in flip-flops. Now I'm now in my car, ready to go.
It was very funny when I booked this car through Avis. I rang them and I said, oh, by the way, what I need is a car with air conditioning, because I know it's pretty warm over at your end. They said, oh yes, we'll try to find one for you. Of course, there are no cars here without air conditioning. You wouldn't survive one day without air conditioning, so I really made a fool of myself there. Now, let's go. One thing I have learned to do here is to go and shut the garage. I didn't do that at the beginning. And then 2 weeks ago we were in Umundi at a market, and I actually learned why you should do this, because somebody showed us a garage and he had a permanent resident in his garage, and this was a bloody big snake. I don't know how long it was, but I would have thought like something like 2 meters or even longer than that. I was almost too frightened to even go into the garage and to take a photo of the snake, which was nicely curled up on one of the shelves. And it's a permanent resident. I learned then that snakes stay in the same place all the time. So after that, I've started closing the door of my garage, so I won't have the same surprise. Now, let's go then.
Now, if you want to find out more about my regular mornings on the Sunshine Coast, and perhaps about some illegal activities I've indulged in behind the wheel, you will have to stay with us, as the second part of my morning will be covered later in the show. And I promise that there are some interesting intercultural revelations about the Australians. But let us jump ahead a little to the university, and I would like to share an interview with you that I took after an exam situation 3 weeks ago, right at the start of the summer semester 2011-2012. To me, summer 2011-2012 still sounds rather weird, as in Europe, only winter semesters could span 2 calendar years. So this is just one more reminder that we are in the Southern Hemisphere. But back to the classroom. I was invited to sit in on exams of students on a Master of International Business program. Apart from myself as an external examiner, there was, of course, the regular lecturer, but also Mike, the managing director of Exilites, a regional business for whom the group of international students had done some research about solar energy in Europe. I asked the group how this combination of international students, an interculturally trained lecturer, and a local business person enhanced their academic process.
Hello, my name is Clémence Lastan. I come from France. I'm 24 and I come from International French Business School, and I'm actually following a Masters of International Business at the University of Sunshine Coast.
Hello, my name is Waldemar Schneider. I'm from Germany. I'm 25 years old and I studied in Germany in Mannheim. I study here in the MIB, Master of International Business program, and do my double degree here.
Okay, but we have two people who don't look like students, so could you please introduce yourselves as well?
You mean to say that I don't look beautiful like a student? My name is Leone Cameron. I'm a lecturer in international business. I'm head of the international business program here at the University of the Sunshine Coast. And my whole focus of my own studies of recent times has been to improve the relationship between my international students and the local students.
How about you?
Mike Carini, I'm the managing director of Exilites. I was the selected company for the students to do their end of year thesis on.
Okay, now you have to explain to me, what is a company doing in the university lecture room?
I noticed a great opportunity for small business to take advantage of the skills that my students have. In fact, my students can actually produce for local businesses reports that they would have to pay $50,000 and $60,000 Australian for here if they were paying for the reports commercially. Our students don't get the opportunity to have such responsibility in a normal assignment task. So by combining business opportunities, allowing them to work with local business, we create a relationship between the university and local business, And we also give our students the opportunity to have real life experience. And I'm proud to say, having just read their reports, that their reports are of such a high quality that I'm really proud to say that they're my students and they're producing these reports.
Okay, now Mike, from the business perspective, are these guys $50,000 or $60,000 worth?
I believe so. Today, what I've seen from some of the groups, it was to a level that you wouldn't have expected from a student. Some of the information and the research that was gathered was very in-depth and specific. There was some information that was presented that took me a while myself in our own business plan to actually identify. Basically, just the internal systems and regulations required within each country. A lot of that stuff can be researched on the internet, but understanding the more in-depth market and how to penetrate that market, how to target the different sectors, those were the things that were very advantageous from the presentations that the students presented. There was a lot of issues that were brought up that I had no knowledge of. The big one that actually left-footed me today was the recycling standard for Germany that the manufacturing supplier would have to accept back or pay for the disposal of electronic component. That I never expected.
Now, how about the students? Obviously, you're not getting paid for this, so what are you getting out of this, apart from a grade?
That's right, we are not getting paid, but we are really motivated to get in contact with people from the real life and with people from business here, from local business. This is one reason I came here to another country, to get in contact with the business, with the local business people. And this is a real interesting project and also a challenge for us to get in this shortened time real output to help business people and to have an outcome to grow within their business.
Yeah, I agree with Valdi because it's really important for us to work on weed case. In many courses, we stay focused on theoretical stuff, and this kind of work improve our understanding of the real world, and it's really what we need to succeed in business world.
I think Clément is right. Most of our courses at the university concentrate only on the theory of international business, but on Leonie's master course, the students had the chance to get in touch with a real businessman and help him prepare his business plans for entering the European markets. Just like Mike, I too was impressed by the depth of the students' research, and I had a feeling that Mike took very good notice of the opportunities and challenges that the students had presented for the different European countries. Let me now continue my intercultural report about a regular Australian morning, going to work on the Sunshine Coast in my car. I would like to share some thoughts about beautiful landscapes, but also about rather masculine-looking cars and trucks in this country. Okay, now I'm doing something which really I shouldn't be doing. I'm driving and I'm talking to you at the same time. Maybe the quality of the recording is not so good because I had to put down the microphone. Now, I should, because I need both my hands on the steering wheel, because this is a fantastic drive. This is the best part of the morning, actually. I'm driving along the Sunshine Coast. This is more or less, the whole of the Sunshine Coast is more or less one big beach. And I'm going up and down and in curves and going around the corner, and then I'm looking down on another fantastic beach. And there's a lot of surf today, and I'm actually close enough to the beaches that I can actually see the surfers in the waves, and they seem to be having a wonderful time. Now, I'm not much of a beach person myself, so this is fantastic for me. I can have a look at this. I can enjoy it for a quarter of an hour every morning when I go to the university. I don't have to go down there. I don't get sunburned. I'm safe in my car, except when I'm making these recordings. And I get a beach feeling without getting any sand on my feet. Okay, I'll come back to you a little later because there's a roundabout coming up. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the cars that I see on the roads here. They're very different from the cars in Germany. They are much more masculine, much more fierce looking. So your regular Bruce wouldn't be seen dead in an ordinary little European car, which doesn't consume a lot of petrol. You have to have a pickup, and actually many men drive cars which look as if they were to fix your plumbing or something, but they are driving these cars when they go to their offices. So it must be something cultural. Maybe there is enough there for an interview with somebody. Maybe I can find somebody to explain this to me. The trucks really look fierce. Maybe I should explain the landscape a little bit on the left and on the right, because now I've left the coast. I'm a little more inland. I'm using what is called the Sunshine Motorway. What I see on the left and on the right is landscapes which are changing every 5 minutes. So you have, for a while, you have something that looks like swamps, with kind of, it looks like dead trees in these swamps, and it's a spectacular view. You get very high grass, and it's very, very beautiful. You've got all these what looks like dead trees sticking out of this. I'm not quite sure. They've got very dark bark, and it looks as if there had been a fire. It is a spectacular view. Unfortunately, here on the motorway, of course, I'm not allowed to stop, but every day I think I would want to get out my camera at this point and take some beautiful pictures of that. Then 5 minutes later, you come to a place which looks very dry, and you get, I think they're called paper bark trees, very beautiful trees, and the bark is hanging loosely from the tree, and it's a very white bark, and it's a completely different kind of landscape with gum trees, and it feels very dry, and it's just fantastic to have all these different landscapes within such a short period of time. Okay, as I'm going faster and faster, I should now concentrate a little bit more on the driving. So I leave you until we come to the university. One of these days, of course, I need to stop and take photographs of these road signs. On my way to the university, I've already passed three signs that asked me to slow down, and there was a little cuddly koala depicted on the road sign. Then I've gone past, I don't know how many signs telling me that there could be kangaroos crossing the street. Of course, none of this has happened. I haven't seen a single koala on the street. I haven't seen a single kangaroo on the street, but they do exist. I've seen them also in the wild, so they do exist, but fortunately they seem to know that they shouldn't be walking on the streets. Oh dear, there is another another roundabout approaching. I better concentrate a little now. It's interesting. I should be doing these recordings more often, because suddenly I'm seeing things which I must have seen before on this road, but I've never paid attention to this. So today I looked out because of these street signs, beware of kangaroos, beware of koalas. I looked for roadkill on the side of the street, and in fact what I saw were, I didn't see a kangaroo, I didn't see koalas, of course, but what I did see were many small animals which I think could have been possums. I saw something which looked like a fox, but surely in this country they don't have foxes, but it was a lighter color, a sort of reddish color, and I saw a sports shoe on the side of the street. So, secondly, what I looked out for were road signs, and it made me laugh because I suddenly realized that many of the names that you see on the left and on the right are very unusual names. So there was Mujimba, then now I'm just in the middle of Maroochydore Bridge, and the next exit is called Mooloolabar, yes, and that means we are actually getting close to the university. I have a feeling that these names must be of Aboriginal descent, but I need to find out about that. But now I need to pay attention, because before we get to Mooloolabar, I actually need to take the exit of this motorway. While I'm concentrating on the traffic, let me come back to the Master Students of International Business at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Clément and Waldemar were not only team members in the final presentation for their exam, but they also share an apartment in Australia. I asked them whether they had noticed any intercultural differences while living together for one semester. To my utter surprise, Clément seems to have noticed a certain lack of flexibility in the Germans, while Waldemar noticed some strange eating habits of the French.
We are living together in the same house. That's true. It's interesting to see the relation between the different way of life. Sometimes that confirmed the German cliché about the lack of flexibility, or you know what I mean. And I think it's really interesting to see this difference.
Yeah, for me personally, of course, it was one intercultural thing was with the French guy that he always need bread. It is in every meal you need bread, and I ask him, yeah, really for for potatoes and everything, he needs everywhere bread. So this is of course one point in the intercultural communication. Or another point is of course our type of communication we have, and our type of living together from the morning on till the night. It's a little bit different, and I see the different style that Clément, my flatmate, has. For example, the relaxed style in the morning, to wake up later and to begin the day really, really relaxed. This is very different to my personal style.
How about the classroom? Is an intercultural classroom different from an all-Australian classroom for you?
It's certainly the pleasure of my life. I think the greatest thing in life is to share our cultural differences, and I guess that's why I'm head of the International Business Program here, because I do love dealing with, with teenagers and young people from various countries and enjoying their the qualities that they can bring to the relationships. I don't think there's one classroom that I ever come into or one lesson that I ever teach that I don't learn something myself, and I think that's the most valuable asset that my students bring to me, that I can learn something every day from them.
Now, if you go into the European market, do you think you will need these guys back to help you interculturally, to find out how to market something in France, how to market something in Italy or in Sweden?
Funny you say that. There was actually a handful of the students that I identified that have some very serious skills that could be utilised moving into that sector, and part of our plan is to find domestic support so they understand the culture and the barriers, and to support our business rather than centralise everything, expand it and diversify into each country to have our own team on the ground.
We've heard from all involved that this university class has really been a win-win-win situation for students, the lecturer, but also for Mike, the businessman, who now has a much clearer picture of what he needs to be prepared for when he enters the Swedish, French or German markets with solar energy. And he seems to have identified a couple of the international students who will be able to help him as experts on the ground when he starts his business in Europe. Of course, we wish him good luck for his European experience. In our last short category, Absolutely Down Under, I will share with you the last leg of my daily route to the University of the Sunshine Coast, where finally I see some wild kangaroos, not on a road sign, but in real life, and much closer than I had expected. I've just seen a road sign which says school and a kangaroo again. And in fact, here the sign is true, because I'm turning into the university campus, and this is a campus where there are many kangaroos right in the middle of the campus, which is strange, but this is how it is.
I would say a group, I don't know how kangaroos come, in groups maybe, a group of about 25 kangaroos that live here. And apparently the kangaroos lived here before they built the university. And I learned that kangaroos are territorial, just like the snake in the garage, which I saw on the shelf. And so they stayed here, which means that right in between the buildings, between the library and the cafeteria, for example, you will always see these kangaroos.
Oh dear, I got a little carried away with snakes, road signs and kangaroos. So we must hurry up and come to the end of the show. We would love to hear your thoughts on the interviews and views we shared with you today. Please go to our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, where you can post whether you like these slightly unusual insights into my own life down under, and whether you would like to get more such personal reports. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 6th of January. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.